Amber Rose, not surprised, Kim and Ye broke up. Ye is out and Kid Cudi is in. That's ironic. The Brits top the charts. Drake is detained. He's not detained. Wait, yes he is. Erykah Badu shocks Megan Thee Stallion. 20 years patient, Bennifer got married. Hey, it's Tetris, and these are your top stories for Monday, July 18th. Amber Rose has said she knew Ye and Kim Kardashian wouldn't work out. Well, girl, we all did, but let's get into it. Amber kicked it with Raquel for the It's Tricky with Raquel Harper podcast and made it clear, based on her time with Ye, she saw the divorce coming.
But, like, I have my own issues and feelings, how I feel about how our relationship was. You know, when they finally got divorced, I was like, She seems happy now, though, with Pete. She seems really happy.
That she does, Amber. We call it the post-toxic glow-up.
Walking on the bridge, I threw my sins over the deep end. Sipping to my stomach, hurt this month, I done lost three.
Ye will no longer be performing at Rolling Loud Miami 2022. The festival's organizers took to Twitter on Sunday to announce the news, saying, due to circumstances outside of our control, Ye will no longer be performing at Rolling Loud Miami 2022. The festival also announced Kid Cudi would be taking Kanye's place. Rolling Loud co-founders further elaborated, saying in part, unfortunately, Ye has decided that he will no longer be performing. This is the first time a headliner has ever pulled off our show, and though we don't take it lightly, we wish him the best. We look forward to welcoming Kid Cudi as a headliner in Miami, and we can't wait to see what he has in store. Cudi will be headlining the opening night on July 22nd.
We know it's not the same as
the brand new Hot 100 has dropped, and for the list dated July 23rd, Harry Styles, as it was, tops the chart for a 10th week. On the heels of her album Special dropping, Lizzo's About Damn Time holds steady at number 2.
Okay, all right, it's about damn time.
And Beyoncé's continuing to break our souls, staying at number 9.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
And over on our Billboard Global 200 chart, TV show Stranger Things has throwback track Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God, by Kate Bush, notched at number 1. For all your chart info, hit billboard.com. After all the rumors, Drake was detained in Sweden and his team denying it over the weekend, well, it seems as if our massive rapper is saying it's all true. The global chart topper and superstar posted to his IG a photo of a handout detailing his rights in the European country as a detainee. In true Drake fashion, it was included with other seemingly fun and lighthearted posts and a caption, I want to see Ibiza chums, fam. There's a lot of pairings one may come to expect. Peanut butter and jelly, J-Lo and a husband. But Megan Thee Stallion and Erykah Badu, Switzerland is lit. Megan posted the video from the Swedish festival and captioned, when I tell y'all my girl shocked the ish out of me, I did not know she was about to get up here and cut up like this in Switzerland. Real MF in Texas-ish, real MF in hot girl-ish. Erykah, we love you. We wish we were there. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married over the weekend.
J-Lo confirmed the news to her fans on Sunday in a letter writing, we did it. Love is beautiful, love is kind, and it turns out love is patient. 20 years patient. Lopez said she wore a dress from an old movie, while Affleck put on a jacket that he had in his closet for the special occasion. The bride signed her note to fans with the name Jennifer Lynn Affleck. Celebrity hairstylist Chris Appleton caught the Jennifer moments before the I do's, posting to his IG.
You look gorgeous.
Somebody's getting married.
And somebody did get married. Congratulations, Bennifer. Lopez told People magazine her and Ben plan to have a larger reception with friends and family at a later date. That's all for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. But make sure you head to billboard.com for all the latest music updates. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.